The ruling party's Ali Ben Bongo is the front-runner in a crowded field of candidates. The late president's son and former defense minister has both the best-financed campaign, the backing of security services, and the electoral infrastructure of the ruling Gabonese Democratic Party. Bongo has urged voters to ignore rival candidates who he says are traitors and liars who will turn their backs on the country. But he's also taken a more populist approach, promising to nearly double the minimum wage and build 5,000 new homes a year. Joël Mambundu works in Gabon for the civil society network, the Access Initiative. He told VOA's French to Africa service that he does not believe conditions exist for a fair vote because Gabon's ruling party is managing both the electoral process and the media.
La société civile, qui elle a lancé un appel à la candidature unique.
Mambundu says civil society groups believe government opponents should unite behind a single opposition candidate because that would maximize the chance of realizing a change of power. Some candidates are throwing their support behind former Interior Minister André Mba Obame, but Obame is unlikely to emerge as the leading opposition contender because longtime challenger Pierre Mambundu remains in the race. The Union of the Gabonese People candidate lost to Omar Bongo in 1998 and 2005. He's campaigning on a platform of universal health coverage and says Gabon cannot accept power passing dynastically from father to son. Jean Mambundu says opposition parties have failed to heed civil society's call for a single candidate because many believe they can win the election outright on their own. Mambundu says the ego of some of the candidates means they're unwilling to campaign for someone else. There's also the issue of coalition rule. Even if a party wins a small percent of the vote, it may be enough to make them a player in a power-sharing deal. If the electoral process is transparent, Mambundu says, there'll be no problem, because whether opposition parties are united or not, at the end of the day, they all want there to be a change of power. Transparency remains a big question in Gabon. The Electoral Commission has registered an improbable more than 800,000 people for this vote. Gabon has fewer than 1.5 million people, 40% of whom are below the age of 15. Gabon is Africa's sixth largest exporter of oil and the world's fourth biggest producer of manganese. But despite a per capita gross domestic product of $14,000, the United Nations estimates that 70% of people live below the poverty line. Before his death in a Barcelona clinic 2 months ago, Omar Bongo's French bank accounts were frozen as part of an investigation into African leaders embezzling public funds. The anti-corruption group Transparency International says more than 30 Bongo family properties in France, worth nearly $200 million, could not have been purchased on his state salary alone. The Bongo family denies any wrongdoing. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.